like it's a dollar or two. Just tell me how many for you this time. This time. This time. This time. Sex packets, the girl of your dreams. Just try one, it's not what it seems. This love. This love. This love. This love. Now it's just sex and a pill. It gives me such a thrill. It's nice. And it's a guy for a girl, or a girl for a guy. Try one tonight. Now I just can't wait till I get home tonight. I cop three for $10.99. No sex can be safer. It's a pill wrapped in a little piece of paper. Real nice. Sex packets, a dollar or two. Just tell me how many for you this time. This time. This time. This time. Sex packets, a one or a two. I just sell them, I cannot do this love. This love. This love. This love. You dissed me, but now I can still be getting busy with any girl I like. No more will I ever have to jack it, 'cause instead I can just take a packet. Real nice.
Sex packets. with your heart, I'm just feeling what you love, and I'm giving to you need uncontested ecstasy.
Yeah, I'm ready to mix your packet. I got your old honey poo fresh out my bomber jacket. So you wanna double up? Why don't you make it a threesome? You know I'm hard.
And I got what you want.
Sexual affection. Yeah, I'm equipped to mix you a packet. Prescriptions for your favorite toss up in a pill. A professional job, baby. Yeah.
No sex can be safer. It's a pill. Wrapped in a little piece of.
Sex Packets par les Digital Underground. Vous aurez noté qu'il n'y a pas de passage rappé sur ce morceau. C'est entièrement chanté. Sex Packets, Digital Underground, extrait de leur premier album, justement. Sex Packets.
Yeah, it's the archivist, y'all. Exclusively interviewing Digital Underground. And who is the legendary, infamous Digital Underground?
Bunch of us.
That's us.
About 13 of us.
At least.
At least. This is underground, the doors stay open.
Yeah, what is it, the All of Mine?
The doors stay open.
On to the hit album, Sex Packets, going platinum, being number one on the Billboard charts. Tell us about the start of the group.
Grand Imperial Hip Hop Dynasty. East Coast to West Coast. If you bout that music, we fuck with you. As long as you about that music, it don't matter. Whether you hip-hop, new hip-hop, rap, R&B, old school, jazz, new school, country. As long as you about that music, we fuck with you.
And the classic song, The Humpty Dance, an all-time classic hip-hop jam, can you elaborate on the creation and how this came about?
Monica Lynn.
the dance or the song?
Song and the dance.
The dance, Cullen Robinson.
It was the earthquake, the 1989 earthquake, San Francisco. Practicing for the Humpty Dance. We didn't have a dance yet. And then the earthquake came and shot. It was Humpty's like, he's like, oh, it's an earthquake, man! It's an earthquake!
Ah! Yo, he wished it was like that. It was like this. Three quick steps, zip, I'm in the first doorway, zip, I'm in the second doorway, zip, I'm in the street. I was the first person in the street.
That was funny. He'd never been in an earthquake.
Yo, yeah, an 89 earthquake, Bay Bridge, psh, a piece of the Bay Bridge fell.
And onto the EP, Going Gold and Tie the Knot and same song with starting with Tupac Shakur's name in the industry. Share about the highlights and one of the best times you all shared with.
But that's a girl I just tied the knot with earlier.
Let's get it on.
move on, move on, what? Move on, 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 move on. Ancestors talk to him, talk. Ancestors talk to him, talk. Ancestors talking to him, talk. Ancestors talk to him, talk. Ancestors talk to him, talk. The ancestors talk to him, talk. Ancestors talking to him, talk. Ancestors talk to him, talk.
The vanguard,
the vanguard.
The tone of the vanguard,
the vanguard.
The tone of the vanguard,
the vanguard.
The tone of the vanguard,
the vanguard.
Tired of the bullshit,
tired of the bullshit.
Punch a crater in your chest for you pull quick.
Boom with his backside,
nigga got us backslide.
Cut him slack, now I'm back to black on black violence.
I will not fall out,
now I gotta call him out.
Summer say,
hold up man,
summer say,
stole him out.
Evo,
he ain't my foe,
good pass,
been revoked.
Mac, I had to get this nigga slapped,
even she knows.
When he feed for European validation, conversation about the choices that he said we make. But tell this ruckus ass nigga that we bustin' caps. Nigga drop squad on that ass, ask the last nigga.
Little Negro tryna show what he knows,
tryna be the hero.
So now we back and reloaded.
Careful of your energy,
Confederate accessories.
Get your tranny sandal wearing ass smack and slaughter season.
Now who felt
this silly nigga need help?
This silly nigga need wealth.
So taking off of my belt.
So run and tell the racists that we taking out the trash.
Delegation move to trade this house nigga back.
C'était Paris avec Return of the Vanguard sur l'album Safe Space Invader. Et on va écouter un bout d'interview de Paris. Avec Soren Baker.
I got signed at the Humpty Dance video.
Yeah, well, a lot of people may not know that story, so
shit, that was it. My man Rod Houston, who I still credit with actually listening to the tape, he was in the video department and he came to the Humpty Dance video on Tommy Boy's behalf to oversee shit. And I gave him a cassette back in the day. He listened to that shit on the plane. They flew me out a couple of weeks later and that was that.
So why on Scarface's Groove, that made the album from the single. Ebony was also on there, which made the album. So what mm-hmm. what made those songs make it in By Night and Power 2 People
Not. Oh, damn, you really went back. I have no idea. I know when I first got into it, Tommy Boy approached me with a single deal. They said, we'll give you a single deal with an album option. And it was like $3,500. And I thought point blank, no, I'm not interested in that. And I didn't even really know about Tommy Boy's history at the time because I'm West Coast based. You know, we knew the Johnson, we knew Pac Jam and Space is the Place and all this, you know, all the Johnson Crew shit. And obviously looking for the perfect beat and, you know, Soul Sonic Force. But we didn't really know, you know, anything else about it. And everybody that has become iconic on the label, Pac, Latifah, Naughty by Nature, De La Soul, all of them were starting when I was starting. You know what I'm saying? So who could have foreseen, you know, what has transpired over the years? But I didn't know. And I reflexively just said, I'm not interested in that single deal. And I don't, you know, that's letting me know you don't believe in me. I was still in college at the time. And then they turned around and they said, we're going to give you an album deal with, you know, I think it was like a three album. It was like a four album deal. I said, okay, I'm fucking with it. And that was it. And I was signed and I was on BET and on the radio and all this shit before I even got out of school. I'd be at the house playing Nintendo and shit and my shit be on BET. It was a trip. It was the trajectory was hella fast. You know, my first show was at the nightclub Night Break in San Francisco and it was like 75 people in the audience. And my second show was Summer Jam. So
that's a big leap.
It was hella fast. Yeah. So it was cool. Yeah, it's cool. But you know, and then going places and, you know, being exposed to different shit and being out on the road, I mean, that changes your outlook on life. And, you know, I just soaked all that shit up over the years, and, you know, and it allows me to empathize with what other people got going on. Not only.
Yes, yes. You got Money B, that's right, representing that digital underground. Uh-huh. Oakland, California's finest. California's the band G, man. All the way out to Lorraine, France. T's on right, east side. You know how we do it. So let's get it. Come on. We just bounce, rock, roll, skate, coach with me. Send a few cones, take a few hits and a bit shit. Get your T's on, whole shape in the ass. All the G's gon' throw them up. Go ahead, food chow, come on. See, it's a party with the G-Funk bumping. Doing this since way back in the day with OGs like in WA. Rest in peace, Eazy-E, DJ Train, Pac. I'm still out here getting it, man. With Paul Bounce, then Roger and Zap. I pay respect, so I get it back. That's why I still chill in my B-Boy stance. From California to the east side of France. Westside City, they so pretty. Like in the Bay, where you get snow pretty. Look at all this dope we collect. Breaking chicks down like a military rep. Money B, I'm a rider, dog. And I rep that West, what side is y'all?
Époque de bonne face chaotique, retour aussi depuis que le rap part en coup de l'iPod, de bar, de cassette, il tourne en boule. Le boss avait ses marques et le reste avait ses plus. Du fond qu'à l'âge, de rouler sa chaude radio était inondé, de ses soucis, quidé. Dans ma rue, se faisait trop pas d'internet, album téléchargé. Comme OG Mom, le plaisir d'écouter et la recherche de l'originalité. Se pavaner dans les rues de Metz avec du rose. Dans la lolo de Trico Monte Carlo jusqu'à Paris. Vert de Sky à la main, aux arbitres bien alcooliques. Barbec et bonne grillade avec au fond du DJ de mon sang, qui est tout bien parce qu'il bâchit comme du poisson. Aujourd'hui encore, sa sirène me donne des flics. Mister X, grosse claque, grosse baffe, grosse basse. Nouvelle génération, ils ont une corse, ça laisse des traces.
Le beat, ça passe rap, un Uzi dans le Mac, NSI dans mes faces, à la basse, quelques uns sous Doggy Dog et dans le camp. Putain, où est-ce qu'on me dit qu'on est à fond dans ma bande. La quête des missionnaires sur le son, toujours au top, des nids en guerre, passé à Riley sur le tout genre. Comme Billy Bag, right, ou Brack se fait chuter, Roger représente une autre étoile qui disparaît. Retour aux sources, au plus comme des LGs, le cadre des crasses boosts, à part ces choses, se précise, sans temps, tant que je balance des bombes, et des calines de J-Phone, pour ses marques, mais la East Coast aux attaques. Vas-y, fils, c'est des Mac, Battle 4, porté sur Central, ING to LBC. Gilet jaune sur ma partie tourne encore, sans nostalgie, way back, money, I get around pour mes OG.
C'était donc Money B en invité sur le morceau Way Back de... Alors c'est sur la compilation Funkaholics de Tizen Records, la seconde qu'ils avaient sorti. La première c'était Secret Défense. Et qu'est-ce que je pourrais dire de Tizen Records? Qu'ils sévissent toujours, nos amis de Tizen Records de la Mess Side. On écoute maintenant la bande-annonce d'un documentaire sur Rapping Forte. Oui, on reste sur la Bay Area, hein, vous aurez compris. Life of a Player.
Use a million different words. You can sum it up in one word. Phone.
Shout out to Flo Tate, man. I'm a dog.
Back then, if you had a cassette tape, when you was on cassette, people looked at you as like star.
I walked in the room though, the smell in the room was not as respectable, dog. Like, all right, I'm telling you.
Somebody as electric and as legendary as Foe believing in you, you have no choice but to believe in yourself.
The screenings, well, it's a lot of medication, a lot of praying, a lot of, you know, thanking the Lord.
When you deal with a person like Foe, you have to understand that you was up so high on certain folks that they love talking about your down.
Only God can judge.
It was like an APB out there, rapping Foe Tay and Tupac. I should've got that big ass cigar in the hand. Y'all gotta stay away from each other for a little while. Y'all doing too much. You just start cracking up, start laughing, getting back to work, you know?
Me and my homies, we still got the plug. Why you think everybody's biting on the Players Club? Got Drake and the Golden State, the Shoreline Mafia eating off the plate, whoa.
You know how I learned how to write rap? Because he left a rap book over there. And I looked at them raps. I didn't never steal none of them, but maybe a couple lines.
And me, Fote, 40, a few of us, we didn't just expand regionally, we expanded coast to coast.
Foe was the godfather. When it comes to Frisco, he is the top dog, period.
Life of a Player, a Rapping Forte documentary. Et on écoute quoi maintenant? Nous, on écoute un groupe qui n'est pas de la Bay Area, un groupe qui s'appelle Black Holes of Wats. Et le morceau que nous écoutons, c'est Going All the Way Out.
Hey man, that's it. Hey, not turn up the TV, man.
Hey, oh, look out the window and see who this is.
Probably your tired ass mama with her wig on too.
Oh, you got nothing. Oh, I didn't let you in my heart. Now you got
your daddy, nigga.
Nigga, that ain't my daddy. You know that, nigga. Oh, they all the hell. Fuck this nigga, though. Let me hit that weed. This nigga ain't tripping. Man, let me hit that weed. Look out, baby. Look out, baby. Let me hit that button.
Scrapping with a nigga cause he think he runs the house. But see, I'm going all out, no profit, turn
in the shack. The big homies put me up, now I'm out of town. Dumping off them plans, me and my nigga Dora. I'm at the spot clocking, I'm not slipping. I keep my hand on my pistol for you, but to still be set tripping. I'm clocking paper at the paper, I'm making money.
Ça fait alors, c'est un disque qui saute beaucoup. Hein. Donc, Black Holes of Watts, c'est un disque, comment dire, officieux. On va dire ça officieux, puisque le label allemand Drop Top Music n'était pas vraiment autorisé à sortir les disques West qu'ils ont sortis. Et nous, on poursuit avec une interview, un bout d'interview de E40.
This is Shazzy, and today I'm here with legendary artist Mr. E40. Mr. E40, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. We were talking over there, and we were talking about my hoodie right here. Mm-hmm. I heard that you are a pretty big 49ers fan, not gonna lie. And my uncles, Los Racas, they actually sent it to me. And yep, and I wanted to support the Bay today.
Come on, you're doing a great job. That's what it is. Shout out to Los Racas. Those are my folks, good people. Gravity, 1,000%.
Exactly. Shouts out to Los Racas, mi tios, and also shouts out to the 49ers, too. I'm not going to lie.
Niner gang. Hello. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Not going to lie. I'm a New York Giants fan, but I also support the 49ers. I'll say that.
Right on, right on.
They're all right.
Right on. They're right.
They're all right. Well, this year marks the 30-year anniversary since you released your debut album, Federal, in 1993. And on November 17th, your 27th studio album, Rule of Thumb, is going to drop. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And actually, thank you. I actually have some of your old CDs here. So would you like to share that experience and some memories that you still have?
This right here. This is The Mailman. But I was very managed. I was a young mustache. 1993. And then, this is In a Major Way. This is a big record. Tupac was on this album, and many more. This right here sticks very close to me. In a Major Way, anybody with a quarter of a brain know that this is West Coast, and you understand me, overall hip-hop royalty, this album right here, In a Major Way.
Yep, exactly. And I love to hear about your experiences too. And I feel like it's so awesome that you got a chance to actually collaborate with Tupac on one of those too.
Oh, Tupac, man. R.I.P. Tupac. Yes, Jimmy. It was groovy like a drive-in movie. Lots of love and respect. Shout out to Tupac. Did so much in so little time. You know, I mean, the GOAT.
Exactly, he was very legendary, and shouts to Tupac, and rest in peace, Mr. Tupac. After being in the industry for so many years, how have you been able to stay passionate about your music and also diversify your sound with the times?
Just keeping my eye on the ball, turning with the times. You got to change with the times or turn with the times or the times going to turn on you. You dig what I'm saying? Being creative, not doing what everybody else do. When they go right, I go left. Continuing to keep your fan base satisfied, that's very important. Your fan base is everything. You lose your fan base, you're going to really mess up. So I give them everything that they need from me. And I love my fans. And that's the most important thing. And having a passion for rapping, me personally, I have a verbal paintbrush. I paint pictures with my rhymes. I tell stories. And I talk about my surroundings.
Yes, that's very...
Qu'est-ce qu'il dit là à l'instant, le E40, qui ne suffit pas juste d'être enflammé, passionné par son art, mais la fanbase. Il faut toujours avoir une fanbase. Sans la fanbase, on n'est rien. Et surtout, bon, des gens comme E40 qui sont, comment dire, qui ont pratiqué le DIY ou en tout cas l'indépendantisme en matière de business. Ils ont monté leur truc un peu tout seuls. Enfin, au début en tout cas, après bon, ils ont signé, bon par exemple, lui il a signé chez Jive comme Too Short, mais Too Short a démarré dans son petit coin avec des cassettes, etc. etc. Enfin bref, on va écouter justement Monsieur Too Short avec, je crois que c'est Giving Up the Funk sur l'album Cocktails.
Hell yeah, we got Ant Banks in the house, Pee Wee in the house, Goldie in the house. And we damn sure got Show Dog in the house, and I am the everlasting breed.
Giving up the funk. Giving up the funk.
Yeah.
Now I'm about to get with this funk shit and talk real bad to a punk bitch. Cause I'm that nigga she'll dream about. Sticking my dick all in her mouth. But that pussy don't last, and I'm on the hunt. Bitches like that, that's all I want. But you're playing that role and can't say why. Bitch, get with it, let's fuck tonight. It ain't cool, don't come with that shit. Fuck that fat ass from the back, bitch. Tapping that ass like Gregory Hines. You can have this dick, but them legs is mine. Bitch, the pimp game is the motto. I put you in the back of my Eldorado. Make that money so the story goes. Ride that bitch like a set of bows. I dip in, dip out of that traffic jam. Freaky little bitch got a habit, man. She like to get that money from all you tricks. Shit sound better than Parliament. I heard she was a hoe, where's a pimp? Bitch chose me and quit fucking with him. Oh, once a motherfucking cock bleeding, bitch. Can't do shit except make me rich.
Giving up the funk. Giving up the funk.
You love to fuck around for free, but now you fucking around with people being fine. Just ain't enough, ho. Use a diamond in the rough. So I'm sending your ass to DC. Send me my cash to get some indica. Make my CDs. You tossing senators. You can't get crossed up with the BDs. They pay the cost to get G'd. You got frost on your knees. Fucking and sucking them D's. Usually be having you cheese. Or they got the hookup on suckers. Squeezing for fees. And you just send me them ducats. I'm buying B and Z's. You telling me what you want, bitch. You giving up the funk. But you got to pay a lump to this nigga named Pee Wee from the R.I.C.H.M.O.N.D. Bitch, you can't hang with me cause your ass is scandalous. Bitch, fuck it, damn, that's the end. These bitches want these inches off the dick cause I'm with the dangerous crew. Motherfucker, you're a punk and I can't hang with you.
Jody coming straight out the pussy, holding my nutsack. Really, really bust that rap, my hoes get cussed at. Dashing, you was a word hog, now you a bush rat. Two tramp, I'm wearing no tramp, I want a month bleeding. Trying to pursue me, screw me, poop me. Wanna do me, started to chew me, then she blew me. Y'all's ain't on my level sick. You can't perceive, I'm like your rebel kid. Making the devil get mad when the bass and treble hit. So wise up, keeping your eyes up, looking for bitches and bitches to size up. I bumps one and dumps one, I bumps two and rise up. I'm ready to slide my dick and something hot, I wear to new, I bet it's you. I whip the dangerous crew, so let us through. Give up the pussy, give up the head, drop your panties and rub your clit. Do the splits, rub your tits, yeah, I like the freaky shit. So give it up to me, straggler, fuck a tease and bragger. Before what? Knock her out, beat it out, and drag her. You niggas be taking the pussy, just give it up to me, bitch. Don't fight it, the last bitch that tried it, don't fight it. I'm just like a bloodhound, you lick my balls and give me a rub down. You want me to eat your pussy, but you stink, bitch, go scrub down. I get it beside the pussy, spend my day in it, laying it, playing it. Wake up and go to sleep, but still stand it. Imagine my dick's a basketball, your pussy is the basket. I'm a duck, smell the room and stunk, bitch, cause you gave up the funk.
Giving up the funk.
Now as I slide on the strike, I won't be dissing no bitches. I'll just be clocking my riches, so bear witness as I spit this shit that gives you the mumps, cause it bumps so tremendously. And niggas be knowing when diggity flowing, I'm tight and never pretend to be some shit that I ain't. Some niggas front, but I can't. I'm sipping tough on the drink and making barrels of bank. Yeah, so niggas save that punk shit. I'm sticking to the funk shit, cause that's how I was raised, and my real niggas want this. So nut up or keep walking. And shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking, nigga, before you get your back broke. Now what you wanna fuck with a Oakland City Mac for? The place you can trip on, where the niggas be macking and stealing and pimping and killing to get they grip on, and take you to the next phase. We going city to city, leaving hoes in a daze. That's why they call me badass, cause I be putting boogers on bitches and farting loud with my fat ass. But yo, I gets paid for that, and it's a fact I was strictly just made to Mac. So what the fuck you know about me? A loped out, funky ass, pimpin' OG. Fool, you can open your eyes, but you can't see. I just gave up the funk, now I'm O-U-T.
Giving up the funk, bitch.
Nah, we do this shit. Dangerous crew in the house, how?
Really doubt.
And we out. Yeah. Just fucking around in the his house with my niggas, you know.
Vous aurez noté le sample de Bise of Frankenstein, le Giving Up the Funk. Et là, on écoute Herm Lewis qui parle de Hunter's Point, etc. etc. Herm Lewis qu'on va écouter juste après. Avec un extrait donc, de sa compilation Still Trying to Survive in the Ghetto. Bah, on écoutera le morceau éponyme, le morceau titre justement. Mais donc là, écoutons-le parler, monsieur Herm Lewis. On est toujours sur la baie, là on est à Hunter's Point. Hunter's Point, on va dire, c'est une ville proche de San Francisco ou dans la banlieue de San Francisco. Et de Hunter's Point, vous avez aussi Orbiel Posse.
Going on, Bay Valley, Northern Cali. I'm talking about the Bay Area. We are in here with no other than, I'm talking about legendary Bay Area man. I'm talking about he didn't have his hands on numerous of things out of the Bay Area. We are in here with no other than Bay Area pioneer, legendary. Man, we in here with Herm Lewis, y'all. What's going on, Big Herm?
What it is, what it is.
I'm effectively communicating realistic, comprehensive facts with the attitude of giving respect and having the ability to give respect. And utilizing black power to earn respect. I'm committed to the ghetto streets until I check out. So expect me to respect you and never neglect you. If anything, I will protect you. It's time to motivate, wake up and elevate. And realize anything negative is totally unacceptable. So come with that acceptable attitude, my brother. And recognize the flavor, the game and uniqueness I display. Black power, much love to the Bay Area. And peace to the players clubs across the nation. One love.
Man, it's good to have you, my bro.
Right on, right on.
We're going to start off, Big Herm. Can we ask, where was you born?
I was born in San Francisco, Hunters Point, Harbor Road, West Point, Double Rock.
Okay.
So, you know, the whole little Bayview area.
So you said you grew up in Harbor?
I was born in San Francisco, grew up on Harbor Road, moved down to Double Rock.
Okay.
And then also moved in West Point.
So where was you mostly raised at out there?
Harbor Road.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's tight. So can we ask you, man, growing up in Frisco as a kid and stuff like that, like how was Frisco? Can you give us some, like, let us know about San Francisco during your time and kind of like when was it, what year?
Frisco was, it was a real cool area because when I was growing up, as a teenager, 77, 78, 79, you know, I ended up graduating high school in 79, but as a younger kid, it was all about athletics, Park and Rec, Hunters Point Gym.
So you was playing ball?
Playing ball, boxing.
Football or?
Basketball, and whatever sport was in season.
Real talk.
If it was football season, we played football. If it was basketball season, we played basketball, baseball. That's how we grew up in Hunters Point back then.
Okay. So like how kind of like was the San Francisco scene during that time? Just, you know, how like
It was Unity.
Okay.
It was Unity. It was parents that was strong-willed. It wasn't no.
Alors, Herm, il faudrait quand même préciser, c'est plus un activiste qu'un rappeur. Et quand on a un label qui s'appelle Black Power Productions, vous devinez à peu près vers quoi il penche, le monsieur Herm. En plus, on est dans la Bay Area, donc le berceau des Black Panthers, donc voilà. Voilà pour Herm qui parle de Hunter's Point. Il dit qu'il est né là-bas, qu'à l'époque, au début, c'était le sport qui primait, donc il a fait du sport, il a fait du basket. Et on s'arrête là pour l'interview qui dure 1h40. C'est chez Necrovision Media. Si vous voulez trouver ça, donc sur YouTube. Et nous, on écoute justement Still Trying to Survive in the Ghetto.
Still trying to survive in the ghetto, and let it be known that I'm handling my responsibilities and respecting the rules and regulations of the game in these ghetto streets that's filled with madness and corruption. I'm trying to prevent death and destruction in the black community with this black unified love. It's my prerogative to be unique, original, and different, and it's a tremendous privilege to be associated with the talented rappers on this tape. So get situated as we captivate you with this black power flow.
It's mandatory that I strive to get my cap in that forward fight. Nationwide, blooming tapes coming about that wet side. Rappers of like power coming straight from that sucker free. Driver won't stop till they reach the top. Nigga, no fading me or hitting me or take me from the dumb that I'm pursuing. Trying to survive in the ghettos, what Primo be doing for you and for you and your group. You can't stop this. If the Primo partner only out for the profits.
Well, come on, come on, come on. Let me take you on the city tour. You might think it's a drug war because I come so hardcore. This alcoholic causing problems, you just can't call it. Then to toe to the dough for the 9-4. Rest in peace to Ronimo. Picked up my pistol, but the OG told me let that go and take it to the other level. The ghetto is about to float for the 9-5 UD. I go try to stay alive and survive in this ghetto gear.
Yo, I was raised in the checks, food stamps and welfare checks. It's like being black was a hex. Hanging out with crooks, snatching pocketbooks. Damn, I'm stuck in this lifestyle. That's how it looks. Now I got a baby girl, she gets all my time. Miss me with the madness, no time for crime. I did what I did and I changed. Now it's 1995 and I'm still trying to survive.
I'm still trying to survive in the 9-5. But instead of gangbanging, this cellar drill started flowing and driving lugs, and that's real. Gotta make a meal plus living, blushing like my boy Black. It's a must for some of that guy we trust. I'm nothing but a hustler, busting free, trying to make it up that ladder to the top, and won't stop until I'm fatty with the knife. So stop for the fatty, things that be about your money, man, like me and a Mally Mal, come and type it up right
with
you. I
get up to this game in my brain, it's for main in the check, and if I sit with a kill, it's for real, it's like paper. In good hands, like all state, like always. If all counts all down the hog, made with dog day. If Black Power Production fucks, it's a must, so throw that record be a hustle for us young stuff. It's a must, I bust, I flip the script with quickness. Surviving in the getaway, settling for less trick.
But it's that sickness. Thinking about my long lost partner who was a witness. You know the gang violence still trying to pull us in. I never take a brother's life, the gang violence took my friend. I pull back just to make you suckers dance. But I don't think you got the heart, so take your last chance. It's the cheers, it needs shaking up hopes like jello. We stay on our toes, cause we still trying to survive.
I seen bad brothers come, I seen bad brothers go. So why fool wanna fight the funk, man, I don't know. Because walking through my hood is like survival test. I don't wear no army fatigues, but I got an empty team. They ain't at my chest, and there's another catching in the concrete jungle. Mama low raised me right, but she didn't raise me humble. That's why I rumble and do what I got to do. I'm still trying to survive, throwing horror, I thought you knew.
Stepping and giving it to the mic, I'm hard to see. And them hard fucks, I be hitting like they Hennessy. But I'm hard to see, but I'm hard to swallow. So don't mistake me for no role model. Cause I be still posted on my block, trying to survive in the ghetto. Who be popping that week, but I be keeping it mellow. Cause them suckers be up short when this fuck up in the ghetto. To the flat haters and the busters, and doing I cannot face it. Cause surviving up in the ghetto is the only thing that I know.
Sitting up on the corner, smoking weed, drinking that, shooting dice, hitting six, and my pockets getting fat. Yo, my brother got jealous, so my riches won't it. Funk, step aside, I told you nothing, then I blast the chump. He fell to the ground, held his head, didn't holler. Another square deal, scribing up a big dollar. Surviving in the game, it's the one and only. Can't wait, I'm already too stuck, though you don't wanna see me. I'm the ghetto like soldier on a journey through the ghetto. Somebody's watching me, I think it's the devil. Creep through the door.
trying.
Manche, voici ce qu'on devrait écouter maintenant.
Je mets de l'alcool dans mes rimes, de la passion, mes crimes, des coups de bateau, les mots, des coups de dans mon flow. Tu rimes ta le beat, sale gant, c'est les groupes qui prennent de l'envergure. J'arrive sous le beat, éclater les mesures, pas la peine de voir nous stopper, nous arrêter. La sirène est violente, il est fier du hip hop, saigne du nez. La gamme à laquelle je cabre, c'est les rimes dans lesquelles je t'ajure. Sale blanc, c'est le concept, tu traces ou tu l'accèdes. Soit t'es bon, soit t'es dur, soit tu pues la défaite. Comme le bap, je suis diplômé dans l'école de la reine. Pas de Air Force, j'suis des classiques ou des all-stars. Tu nous connais, c'est les sales blancs bâtards. Foutre le débord, défrayer la chronique. Ouais, c'est ça qu'on est. Comme Jackie et Gin Tonic. Ouais, c'est ça qu'on est. S-E-N-O, représente pour les mecs des ghettos. Pour tous ceux qui ont la boue dans la peau, à tous ceux qui ont la galère comme drapeau. J'ai les hommes, j'ai les armes, j'ai le flow. Crève, fils de pute, que ton sang coule à flow.
Un autre vie dans rap.
Sable en bataille.
Une autre vie dans rap.
Sable en bataille.
Une autre vie dans rap.
Sable en bataille. Sorti
de un pour réveiller, deux pour ma clique, trois pour matiser mes chocs.
mon son chalet, le cruche nerveux, le lait de fallait scraper douche.
J't'annonce ça depuis ton blanc, j'viens laisser les putes en sang, c'est le baba tug. J'ai vu les embrouilles comme les stupes en planque. Double G, double dose, j'coupe mon sky au sprite. Mais des fois j'aimais les changements alors, j'coupe mon sky au coca. Je joue le rôle d'une rockstar parce que ma vie est intime. GG pour les intimes, mes chances d'Hollywood sont infimes. Et je reste toujours moi-même, un sable antine de son. Avec mon équipe habituelle de blanc, mec sur la ligne de front. Et des fois que je veux pas couper le sky, mais juste des glaçons. Vodka, jus, passion, pas de chichi d'une façon. Que la bière se mette en fret, car le chien est lâché. Le rap est une entrecôte et j'en fais un steak caché.
Sable en bataille, sable en
bataille,
sable en bataille.
Le bitume, le vélo se fume, dans le ghetto les bouteilles nous consument. Sur le terrain, c'est le malin qui nous séduit comme le signe du putain. Et les jours passent, l'été dans la crasse, salis par la haine qui pourrit notre espace. Les bâtiments, toujours plus grands, ils étouffent les sourires de l'enfant. C'est les gangsters qui marchent aux frontières.
De la tôle, de la mort, de l'enfer. Dans ces jaunes, y'a les porcs qui nous gèrent. Porter les effets de la vie que l'on met comme on passe à fardeau sur le cœur. Poser les questions qui nous touchent, péter les verrous de notre fort. Intérieur, intérieur, intérieur.
Y'a du ghetto de rentrer dans le jeu, de montrer ce qu'il vaut, de rester vigilant à ce manque de pute qui parle sans connaître le flow. Alors sortez vos gobelets, de fou la merde qui pèse à tourner, qui pèse à foncer, qui paye le zapute à celui qui est parti acheter son CD. Allez roule avec moi, que je te montre qui je suis, ce que je vois dans les yeux de ma vie. Si fier c'est vert comme un truc sur le bras d'un civil. Vive pas mon frère, c'est l'air du temps qui te pousse à foncer les sourcils. Trop de demain. A fond dans le son de ta caisse, sur le sol où tu poses tes fesses, où tu poses ta face, quand les cœurs de plaques et tenues de ta mère et de l'air comme une merde sur place. Viens avec moi, je t'emmène dans ma rue, rire aux larmes. Écouter des récits de fonce et de cul qui virent au drame. Pierre fit mon style de vie, ma cuite, ma chez mes amis. Profite de ton sursis avant de te perdre à chercher le paradis. Paradis, paradis. L-E-F-O-U-L-A-M-R-V-E.
LSBB, les Salles Blancs et le morceau OVNI, c'est sur leur second album, je crois, album éponyme, LSBB. On écoute peut-être une petite interview de deux coups, en attendant un morceau.
That
that was our first album, Kill My Landlord. During that time, we had and beyond until the Genocide and Juice years, which was our second album, we had an organization called the Mau Mau Rhythm Collective. What that was a collective of artists, you know, different kinds of artists, mainly rappers, but all kind of artists that wanted to connect their music to some sort of idea, some sort of social idea. It was mainly a cultural organization, just an organization so that we could throw shows, because we weren't being able to get booked at a lot of the places around, you know, our area if we weren't talking about certain subjects, if they didn't think we were gangster enough, or if they didn't think we were East Coast sounding enough. And so it first just started out as a way for us to throw our own shows. We threw these things called edutainment concerts. And many of us had been involved in different organizations and movements of the past, and we were kind of burnt out and jaded from that. And so we were like, oh, we want to make sure this is just cultural, and we're not really trying to make it a political organization. But little by little, as more and more people came in, we ended up getting like 500 to 1,000 members of the Mau Mau Rhythm Collective just in the Bay Area. Because we were talking the talk, people was like, let's walk the walk. And it slowly turned into a political organization, even though the leaders of it, which I was one of it, were reluctant to. But we started throwing these edutainment concerts that would have different themes. First, they would first one would be against police harassment. Then one would be against the attacks on welfare mothers, and one would be around rent control and things like that. And each of these, we would bring in speakers.
Alors là, je vais quand même traduire un peu parce que c'est très intéressant. En plus, je ne savais pas. Donc c'est Boots Riley qui parle donc de Doku. Il dit au début, donc Doku, on n'arrivait pas à faire des concerts, enfin être admis dans les lieux de concert parce que soit on ne sonnait pas assez gangsta, ou on n'était pas assez gangsta, ou alors on ne sonnait pas assez East Coast. Donc on a formé un collectif d'artistes qui s'appelle le Mau Mau Rhythm Collective. Alors Mau Mau en référence donc aux révolutionnaires du Kenya, aux indépendantistes du Kenya dans les années 50-60. Et dit au début, on devait être 50 et quelques. Et puis ça a grossi. Et alors le concept c'était edutainment, c'est-à-dire que c'était des activistes politiques mais aussi culturels. Et dit petit à petit, le nombre de membres a grossi, donc ils sont arrivés à 500, etc. Et c'est devenu, en fait, une organisation politique. Et donc, il dit, de toute façon, alors que ce n'était pas le but au début. Au début, le début, c'était justement que le groupe Doku puisse s'exprimer, donc puisse faire des concerts un peu impromptus, d'après ce que j'ai compris. Et donc, tous les gens du Mau Collective étaient des artistes, je suppose musiciens, rappeurs, etc. Donc, il dit il y avait quand même des points qu'on voulait mettre en avant. Donc c'était lutter contre le harcèlement policier, la brutalité policière, et lutter contre le fait de dénigrer les femmes qui vivaient avec le système du welfare. Voilà, les welfare queens. Voilà ce qu'il dit. Donc, voilà pour deux coups. On va peut-être écouter un morceau. Écoutons le fameux morceau sur l'album Genocide and Juice, Santa Rita Weekend. Et il me semble que sur ce morceau, il y a Spice One qui participe et d'autres rappeurs de la BI.
Stepping up by my cell with sandals and county blues, handcuffs and shackles, finna ride up on that gray goose. Cut another case cause I was strapped with my nine, and see these drawers that I'm wearing, motherfuckers ain't mine, nigga. Excuse me homie, can I hit that mister? Niggas rolling up in the water, toilet tissue. Ain't this a bitch? Some niggas is scared to hit it. Fool, I'm with it. So phone
check, nigga, get the fuck off the nine before I stick your ass in here and have to do some more time, player. Wanna give me the strike cause I was strapped with the Glock. I guess I got to sit my black ass right there and get shot, see? But fool, it ain't no going out. See, I keeps throwing clout and show these niggas what I'm all about. See niggas screaming from cell to cell. Snitches don't tell, a party in hell, a Santa Rita County Jail. Every time I turn around, every time I look, I'm considered to be a murderer, a crook. I least shook the world, I'm gonna shake my homie's hand. 3 in the morning, dressed in blue once again. My size 10, rest up on the concrete floor. Heads bob real slow to a freestyle flow. I don't know, this master plan, can't understand. Why is my black folks in jail to Japanese in Japan? But my eyes pink, sitting up on that bunk, thinking about them tickets, choking up on that funk. Jump with y'all, a snicker from my commissary bank. Sunday, Monday came, fool, I'm out just holding chain. But it makes me think, the system treating us like a merry-go-round. One day you chilling at home, the next you headed down. Damn, peace to my hounds in the county in the pen. Once again, it's a Santa Rita weekend.
Just sitting up on the top bunk, watching the cell block run. Just sitting up on the top bunk, watching the cell block run.
Seven, case motherfucking number 211. Stressing manifestants, tore up from the flow. Penelope's got me on the flow, accused of robbing a stove. Who do you know, nigga? Nobody besides me. I refuse to answer any questions without the advisory of my lawyer, Mr. Baker. Purving off this Boilermaker, let me go, po-po. I'm innocent, mistake or right. Suppose all blacks look alike. Thank you kindly, sir. You need to practice your professional better. Never run up on me again. Bust a pattern, be off into the wind. Back up off me, bitch. Just the other day, my crony shot me a kite. 40, baby boy, you becoming hella tight. Claybank, back of building up there by Reno, Rita, Quentin, Folsom, Gino.
Just sitting up on the top bunk, watching the cell block roll.
Nah, man, I didn't want the chorus right here. I want to know that breakdown here. You know that bass line.
It's like Yale, Mayo, weights and scales. It don't mean shit when you sitting in the county jail. Is it my turn to tell the tale of how I got popped and how my lawyer finna get me out on the spot? Slide the cell block, my homies give me love. Some here for having gas, some here for selling dubs. Sometimes you do your shit and ain't no second tries. Look around, there's hella motherfuckers that I recognize. Oh, what's up, man? I'm back again, but it's a temporary situation. Taking weekend vacations, government incarceration. I call myself working on a pay hike. They calling me working on my third strike site. I can't go forward, and motherfuckers can't ignore it. Cause all my people's on parole in the pen or got a warrant. So it's some shit I done leaked in. Damn, another Santa Rita week.
Just sitting up on the top bunk, watching the cell block run. Just sitting up on the top bunk, watching the cell block run.
C'était d'un coup, on va écouter une interview de Sugar T, la sœur de E-40.
Came up with the name Sugar T. You told me your name before, and you got a slick-ass name. It's a one-of-a-kind name. I never heard nobody. Can you pronounce it if you don't mind? Please.
I don't want people calling me it, but it started with a T.
All right.
Because I don't want to be separated. Like, I don't want to be, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, calling me, you know, and it's like, what I done, you know. So, but yeah, I like my name. It came from my first name that starts with a T, and my brother actually gave me my name, Sugar T, because I had an original group member. Her name is Spice, and she's still my best friend today.
Okay.
So we were called Sugar and Spice originally. Before I helped form the clique, we were MVP, Most Vicious Performers.
Right.
So we were a family and a group of multiple groups of family members and you know, like family members.
Right.
Connected and separated in different groups and segments. So we had a group called Sugar and Spice. And one of the albums that we, one of the single that we released was called Viper Season. And it was me, and it had that Jamaican funk beat. Dun, 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 you know.
Right.
So it was rocking. We was talking about biker season when we all was wearing biker shorts. So Sugar and Spice, which was my best friend at the time, still my best friend, but we rapped together. So we got separated when we both ended up getting pregnant. And
right.
She decided to be more domestic. I decided to continue with music
right.
and be domestic at the same time. So when I did that and I got a little free, it kept me out of trouble by continuing to pursue music because I started going in other directions, you know, that was a little more risky. And my brother was like, you need to come with us. And so I was like, okay, well, let's do this. And we ended up making the group the clique.
Okay.
Donc là, je traduis aussi. Donc, Sugar T, elle avait un groupe avec une amie qui s'appelait Sugar and Spice. Et cette amie donc, est tombée enceinte et donc s'intéressait un peu moins à la musique. Et donc, les frères de Sugar T lui ont dit, parce qu'apparemment, il y avait des possibilités de faire des choses, comment dire, éventuellement de tomber dans la délinquance, etc. Donc les frères de Sugar T dont Yves ont dit « Écoute, tu viens avec nous et on va faire un groupe. » Et le groupe, c'est devenu donc The Click. Voilà. On continue d'écouter avant de passer aux news.
« Prior to The Click and prior to you being appearing on Sprinkle Me, it wasn't a situation like, we need a cute girl, I'm gonna put my sister in it. You was really, really on your shit. »
Yeah. That's real.
Sugar and Spice.
Yep.
Okay.
Sugar and Spice. So it wasn't like I just jumped in it. And before that, I was a singer. I sung music and I was in church. I grew
right.
up singing in church. Yeah. That's how I really got my group, my experience to really season my song. That's why I could sing and I got, you know, groomed to
right.
get in front of people.
Right. Share with my viewers some of the hooks you did.
Yeah, so one of the known hooks is Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. That's one of them. And then there's one called Family. I got my family. Ooh, that's one of them. And then he said he's just a time of name ringing. Major factor, FedEx, high-powered lawyers, and a young nigga having his bread. Let him know, man. Let him know, boy. That's the FedEx song.
You're so talented. You're so talented. Goddamn, man. You still can sing, man. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Shit.
And rap.
Okay.
Right, let them sit me down. I'm planning on proving to the world that it's my main cause to let them know just because you get older as a female that you ain't supposed to just sit down because they got this stuff twisted and they got a false presentation of us out here, you know, making it seem like when you get older, you're not relevant, but yet you see the males moving around
right.
at their elder age, and they're not being considered old and played out, and they need to sit down somewhere. So that's my life. It's real serious for me, this women empowerment, you know, and especially when it comes down to ageism and sexism, which is why I opened up my museum called Her Museum.
Tell me more about the museum. You spoke about that. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So what Her Museum is about is women empowerment, but it's also family empowerment. So, you know, a lot of the groups, you know, that are out there, which I'm not mad at, they just only focus on women, you know, and girls to push the women and girl movement. My whole thing is about pushing women and girls to push the whole family movement, because that's what it's about for me. It's a family thing. So, and it's enough separation already going on amongst the female community and all that comes with that.
Right.
So I don't want to contribute to that. So what I did was I started the Her Museum, and we focus on three different objectives. And the one is we highlight women from historic that have contributed to innovative places from music, technology, film, community, and media. And we continue to keep them inclusive and introducing them you know, to the community, you know what I mean? And making sure that their presence is kept, respected, and appreciated and celebrated in order to maintain a level of keeping history.
Right.
Because if we don't keep our own history, then they're going to continue to sweep history amongst the rugs. And a lot of us brands and different those who have contributed and continue that deserve to be present in history as well as present and that are alive today, you know, they can put us out of work, you know, and it's doing a disjustice to the people who are every day deserve, especially when we are real innovators who brought positive change in people's lives. It's very important to sustain that, you know, that setup. And so that's one of our main values. And then, of course, we have a second objective, which is we attack or just intervene between the negative depiction of black women and girls in media and how that's impacted them. So our goal is to continue to reach girls, black girls and women,
right,
and tell them who they are and give them a sense of pride and
right,
of safety.
Alors, elle a envisagé, alors c'est l'interview date d'il y a 2 ans, je crois, de faire un musée, donc c'est une activiste féministe aussi, hein, ce que je ne savais pas, donc un musée sur les femmes dans le showbiz, et notamment sur l'image négative que peuvent avoir les femmes dans le showbiz, et donc les réflexions autour de ça. Ça, c'est très intéressant, mais nous n'avons malheureusement pas le temps de creuser le sujet, puisqu'on va faire les news. Donc à la bibliothèque municipale de Tours, donc du côté d'Anatole France, il y aura une exposition sur un magasin jazz rock pop du 1er au 31 octobre prochain. Alors c'est notamment parce que donc les créateurs de jazz rock pop font un don de toutes leurs archives, documents, vidéos, sonores, etc. à la bibliothèque municipale. Voilà. Alors, ensuite, donc, 1er au 31 octobre, Jazz Rock Pop, une exposition. Et les gens recherchent donc des témoignages par rapport à ça. Sinon, Bestial Desecration numéro 8 est disponible. Au sommaire, Infostes, Nuclear Revenge, Raw War, Cabré Infernal, Soldados del Infierno, Old, Hellfire, Gallows Rites, Todes Sog, et Nocturnal Graves. Et il y a la newsletter Morbid Face aussi, numéro 22, qui est disponible. Le 6 septembre prochain, le club à Paris accueillera Exhumation du death metal indonésien et Virkolak du death metal irlandais à 19h. Sinon, Dirty Rotten Imbecile a réédité son 45 tour Violent Pacification à 1000 copies. C'est un vinyle de couleur rouge. Le bateau ivre, ça j'ai appris ça, le bateau ivre accueille Pierre-Emmanuel Barré les 4 et 5 octobre et c'est déjà complet. Sur le site ABCDR du son, il y a l'interview de Romain Garcin, qui est un graphiste de la banlieue de Paris, qui s'est installé à Bruxelles depuis près de 20 ans, je crois, qui a bossé pour Damso, Caballero et Jean Jass, entre autres artistes. Il a bossé sur les pochettes de ses albums. Sortie annoncée d'un album de Dubsy et Das Dillinger qui s'appellera West Coast Gangster Shit, ça sort le 25 août. Un album de Trick Daddy qui s'appelle Finally Famous, ça sort le 15 septembre. Et un album de Lil Flip, Respect Me, ça sort le 29 septembre. Ça, j'ai vu ça, je tourne sur le forum ABCDR du son. Et Disco Locos, donc l'émission de béton, devient une chaîne YouTube. Alors, il y a de dispo une interview de Karl de Comintern Sect et l'interview de Ty Luke de 2002 lors des 24 heures du punk. Affaire à suivre. Voilà pour les news. Qu'est-ce qu'on va écouter, nous ? Je crois qu'on va écouter Spice One et Dirty Bay.
A baller
your whole chest missing in action. Cause I'm kidnapping motherfuckers' souls, leaving holes in their bodies when they doze. I pops out the motherfucking Chevy 350 ragtop, still busting down the fucking block. The killing don't stop. We regulate the cocaine in Hogan's manner. It's like you fucking with that manner, Tony Montana. We send some killers to murder all the ones you love. Chase all your motherfucking ass up in the bathtub. Another murder, another fucked up day. Some more drama, fucked in the dirty bag.
Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for my yay. I might have to use my AK. Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for my yay. I might have to use my AK. Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for my yay. I might have to use that AK. Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for that yay. I might have to use my AK.
I'm grappling for these keys if they ain't handing me what they got. I'm giving these motherfuckers autopsies on the spot. We're in another 30 minutes for these punk ass niggas. And when they run up and get out the ride, I'ma get out to stay inside. And if you happen to see some killer nigga, don't go into shock. Better hop out with two chops tied together with your dirty socks. Cause living up in the Bay, your wig'll have a split up in it. And your memory, of course, will shit up in it. Niggas seeing signs of overkill, yeah he did. But niggas still kicked him in his motherfucking head. Did a couple of donuts, busted my chopper in the air. Niggas are made to face this motherfucking nightmare. 7 keys and a half, so niggas full of slugs. And all the bodies drug, all the motherfucking bitches dug. I buried Paul, cause I'm the Paul barrier. Get your dome clapped in the Dirty Bay area.
Sitting on the dock of the Dirty Bay, waiting for that yay. I might have to use that AK. Sitting on the dock of the Dirty Bay, waiting for my yay. I think I have to use that AK. Sitting on the dock of the Dirty Bay, waiting for my yay. I might have to use that AK. Sitting on the dock of the Dirty Bay, waiting for my yay. I think I have to use that AK.
I'm sick up in this game, I'll take no motherfucking shorts. Of course I'm capping it. Leaving niggas body parts collapsing from the tip, cause I collect another killing. When I ride by, oh, I run rubber, I don't see the pillin'. Bumpin' on school EPMD shit, get off my Bozak. Sippin' on the Hennessy, me and my G is so bad. See, we don't be stressin' off drama until the phone jumps. Better bring it to you, the murderin' if you want some. Rollin' up in caddies and dumpin' out tinted windows. Put so much lead up in niggas, use them for pencils. See, you can't be flossin' this shit to make yourself look harder. It's like throwin' some bloody meat up in the water. Nigga, then you will never have yourself a nice day. Cause these shark ass niggas, I gobble your ass up in the dirty bag.
Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for my yay. I think I'll have to use that AK. Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for my yay. I think I'll have to use that AK. Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for my yay. I think I'll have to use that AK. Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for my yay. I think I'll have to use that AK. Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for my yay. I think I'll have to use that AK. Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for my yay. I might have to use that AK. Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for my yay. I think I'll have to use that AK. Sitting on the dock of the dirty bay, waiting for my yay. I'ma use that fucking AK.
Spice One, Dirty Bay.
You know, because it's unsafe for all these girls to think that they just gotta be naked anywhere, and that the only way they can survive is through music, and you know, it's just so many opportunities. So we introduce them to the various pathways of success and safety, you know what I mean? And also give them a sense of pride so they can have a sustainable and safe, positive and healthy life, you know what I mean? And then, of course, we also have the third objective, which is our last objective, and that's we serve as a safe platform for women and girls to implement their talent and to develop their talent.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, as a travel, and as a, we have exhibits in our home location, which is in San Francisco. We have franchisable options across the country, and we also have, again, travel and land and online. So it's a great opportunity. We have mentorship programs. We have different services that, you know, that keep violence prevention amongst women. We build sisterhoods within the scope of women and families and communities and leaders. And we have a host of different opportunities that people can connect with if they want to be a part. And also, of course, we have speaking options where people can, you know, can learn various elements that could keep them healthy, safe, economically empowered and inspired.
You based
Murder.
Murder.
Sibo, I'm a fool.
For the money.
I'm a fool. Kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust, I'm a fool. Kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust.
I came fresh out the county, cornrows and low. Stopped by the weed spot to get me a 50 sack of dope. Bounced off in the reek on the mission to get keyed. Stopped by the store, Garcia Vega green leaves. All the homies hanging out, sipping Alizé and Hen. Shooting dice on the track, on their way to the pen. Packing heat, cause it's combat and killers don't die. Stay away from the weak, cause busters don't ride. I done tried to live my life without sinning, but jealousy hates to see the next man winning. So I say fuck a make a mister, write my caper, and keep my mind visualizing, no making paper.
I'm a fool, kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust, I'm a fool. Kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust, I'm a fool. Kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust, I'm a fool. Kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust.
I hate Lil Scrawny ass shit talking marks. I can't see how you still kicking it, snitching on the park, trying to rush me 20 deep in jail. You ain't pumping beer. If I was running your hood, I have you earning up the gear. Cause niggas like you ain't good for nothing but holding crack sacks and getting sent busting. I'm a G from the block and you don't remember me. Was smoking weed and packing straps when you was learning Navy Seas. The sky's clear blue, William Lance popping. Celebrity status got me strapped down with an automatic. Still stacking my loot in a coupe, all the bitches swoop to get that poppin' conversation about what we can do. Legs up, draws down, beg, bold, look the pound, and get this bomb ass dick that make you scream sack town. Fuck your man at home, baby girl, let's get it on. Won't do you wrong, I be long and strong, bitch, like I said.
I'm a fool, kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust, I'm a fool. Kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust, I'm a fool. Kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust, I'm a fool. Kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust.
At the moment on the south side, Gardens it's on. Niggas dumping on sight, trying to get a strike by putting niggas on the ghetto flight. And only the strong survive. Got the beanie on my eyes, flanked up in disguise. Back in that Mossberg pump, yelling out 187 as I dunk. See, I'm a G, so it ain't no hesitating. I hit him up, shoot him up off the stolen days. And that's how we do it. At war time, you catch me gone off the fluid and hanging with some BG fools. Trickin' happy with the I don't give a fuck attitude. Can't wait to get they blast on with no ski mask on. Close range to the dome. And that's how we raise young G's. Show no remorse and kill all enemies. Set claiming, suicide banging, going head up, toe to toe, gun slinging.
I'm a fool, kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust, I'm a fool. Kicking up more dust in the Zulu. So duck when I bust.
Wasn't no drug addiction.
Okay.
So all the parents had their kids under control, disciplined, cooking for them.
Okay.
Making sure they was ready for school the next morning at the bus stop, stuff like that. So, you know, it was mothers and fathers raising their children. If you was fortunate to have a father.
Real talk.
In the picture, you know. For me, we didn't have a father. I was raised by a single mom,
mm-hmm.
who done an exceptional job with seven of us.
Oh, wow. So you got seven, so six brothers and sisters?
Or? I got, two of my brothers got killed.
Oh, wow.
One of my sisters passed away.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
so it was a total of eight of us.
During them times in the 70s or
no,
80s?
No, they got killed in the 90s, 2000s.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear about that, bro. It's good to see you still pushing strong for us, though. For real. So you said the scene, like, and that was like, what, in the 70s or the 80s? Talking about as a kid growing up, or?
In the 70s.
On va terminer avec RBL Posse et je crois que c'est Listen to My Creep sur l'album Ruthless by Law.
My creep, why you rolling for me? Eat a pipe, I'm picking a patch, picking my patch, you might get gas. Snatched up in the clutch of the woods, trying to take me from my scratch. Tickety tat tat tat, they talk, and about three in a row. Grandma puff for the man, I'm out the tree, pickety presto. I'm harder than that nigga gusto, but I'm not the fake one. I come like Vietnam, dropping bombs like Saddam. Who sang, who rang? My doorbell, I cause hell. You come up on my set, oh, you break within a net. But I'm taking nigga cells like the bottom of a shoe. And down you like a chocolate, you who fucking with the crew. The way that I swing, you swing your head, man, is a sinister. Come on, punch, beat the boot, caught him in the kisser.
Damn, blood, that nigga came tight, dude. We gotta come tight too, dude.
Damn.
Damn, nigga, how you gonna come on this shit?
Check out, I'm coming up.
It's the nigga with the gat blasting. Now I'm mashing down the block on the plot. Nigga, watch my ass drop. Cause it's the young black assassin kicking assin. Cause I hate you with a passion. So won't you listen to my creep? I wrote deep, deeper than the motherfucking sink. Use a flea, use my foe to the front. Now watch me get dumb, diddy dumb, diddy dumb, diddy diddy dumb, dumb. On the mission, I'm mentioned. Any motherfucker who got the full competition. Because I'm dishing them big fat slugs with them fat backs and them dirty rats. I got fat bats and them bumper jacks. You smack me and I'll smack you back. A motherfucking fact that a nigga peels caps like it ain't no fucking thing. So some real ass niggas on this motherfucking
I ain't got no bathroom, but a nigga's kinda pissed. Cause this nigga play me like a donut, try to have me in a twist. Oh shit, or is it just the funk that I'm smelling? Cause these niggas see me making money and they effing spelling. But I'm peak gang, please stop and listen before your fucking hit and my line starts to kissing. Dismissing the thoughts that I'm a punk. I smoke a nigga quick and then I go and smoke a skunk. Slam dunk that ass, just like a sporting basketball, my alibi. Shit, I'm just a local rapper, y'all. The situation I'm facing, having beef and niggas come together like Herm's compilation. But I don't know about a gangbang, cause in 94 shit it's all about a fucking click dang. So hit the joint and take a tweak, and keep them eardrums open so you can listen to my creep.
Listen to my creep, listen to my creep. Booming in ya, booming in ya, booming in ya. Listen to my creep, listen to my creep. Listen to my creep while you rolling for me. Listen to my creep, listen to my creep. Booming in ya, booming in ya, booming in ya. Listen to my creep, listen to my creep. Listen to my creep while you rolling for me. Listen to my creep, listen to my creep. Booming in ya, booming in ya, booming in ya. Listen to my creep, listen to my creep. Listen to my creep while you rolling for me. Listen to my creep, listen to my creep. Booming in ya, booming in ya, booming in ya. Listen to my creep, listen to my creep. Listen to my creep while you rolling for me. Listen to my creep.
Et c'est la fin de cette session Bay Area